Welcome to the Celtic Geek, the town crier for both kinds of entertainment, Celtic and geek. My name is Mark Gunn, and my favorite food type is seafood in general. I absolutely love it, which is why going to the beach this past week was so awesome. I'll get to that in just a second, but first, today's show is sponsored by Lunar Pages, intelligent web hosting done right if you're looking for a web host for your website, blog, whatever. Check out CelticMusicPodcast.com/LunarPages. That is a link to my affiliate. When you go through that link, not only do you get this great web host that I've been using for about, 15 years now. I went through like a whole bunch in the early thousands, and I went through tons of them. And this was the one that I liked the best, and I've been using it since then. And check it out. It's a great service. So Kenzie is back in school. That means that I'm back to my 3.5 hour days where I got to get things done. I have to record this podcast, and then my plan is I'm going to try to record this podcast, put the show notes up tomorrow, but immediately after finishing this podcast, I'll start on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. So we'll see if I can pull that off. Well, we did go to the beach this week, and it was absolutely brilliant. The weather was, perfect almost every day. The water was perfect every day. Kenzie was just perfect every day. She had a great time being out on the ocean and playing in the sand. And this year, we got her a lot more out in the ocean now that she's had some swim lessons earlier in the summer. So she's can't swim yet, but she can, she stay afloat. She enjoys going underwater. We got her on the boogie board. She learned to balance herself quite fairly well. Usually what we would do is we'd wake up early in the morning and go out to the beach, and the beach was empty the way a beach should be, and not full of stupid people. And we would just soak it all in. It was absolutely incredible. And then, of course, in the evenings, well, not every evening, we'd go out and have dinner, seafood. I love seafood. How do I love it? Let me count the ways. It was, though, absolutely incredible. And I'm kind of glad to be back, but not really. I didn't want to get started. And of course, it got started when I got a whole bunch of emails regarding show number 167 of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, where I included a song by Rum Currency, which contains some rather foul language, which I think it's not so much the foul language that's the problem as the way it was used, I think. There's a band that was included on a podcast, which I actually have on one of my favorites, and for a long time. It was a cover of Wild Rover, and it goes into this rap, and I can't remember the name of the band, but, it has, they drop a couple F-bombs in that, but it was the way that they used the F-bomb in their song that I went through and re-listened to it, I found offensive too. So my deepest apologies to everyone who found that song offensive. I'm going to have an edited version of it, of the podcast that will be up in hopefully today or tomorrow. If I can get today's podcast done in time, then that's my plan. We shall see how it goes. And of course, it's one of those challenges that you run into when you start playing Irish punk. But I had a request on Facebook for someone asked me to have an Irish punk show. So I'm actually going to do one. Well, sort of. Actually, Grinning Beggar, who does a Celtic rock Irish punk podcast, he's going to actually compile the set list for me, and that'll come out in a few weeks. I'm not entirely sure when, but keep an ear open for that. And it will be clean. I will make sure of that. I've already talked to him about keeping the F-bombs out of it and whatnot, so it should be a fun show. I'm planning on publishing a newsletter in my lack of time in the next couple days. I'm trying to get done in time for Gen Con. But if you haven't figured out how to filter your emails and unclutter them, I have a blog and a podcast just about that topic. Go to my website and check it out, keltfather.com. So Gen Con is this week, as I said, and right now I drive up on Wednesday. That evening I have a show of Irish drinking songs for cat lovers, followed by Thursday, which is my Firefly show. Both of those are sold out. There might be space if you arrive at the door, so just remember that as always. Now that said, the Friday Night Live, where I'm going to be doing a spotlight feature, just like all the other bands, it'll be about 10-minute performance. That's going to be that still has space, rather. And so does my sci-fi drinking song show on Saturday night. So both of those, make sure you grab some tickets for them. I might switch those next year, the sci-fi and the Firefly show. I like doing the Firefly show early because it gives people a reason to come to other shows because they say, oh, this looks like fun. Let me see. Maybe some of the Firefly people will come see my sci-fi show. But sometimes I kind of wonder if that's what I want to do. I do want your help promoting these shows. And this is going to be a digital street team type thing. Basically, here's how it works. What I would like you to do is talk online via, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, and, post your comments about, when my shows are, waiting for shows, anything that says, that talks about Mark Gunn and shows or whatnot, And while you're there, you can post pictures. That's the great way. I think a lot of people are getting tired of, reading things anyway. So post a picture. Take a picture of yourself waiting in line saying, I'm waiting to see Mark Gunn. Or come join me and meet me up in the dealer's hall. Take a picture with me there and post that. Use the hashtag GenCon or GenCon 2014. If you want to really add something, you can add a hashtag Mark Gunn, and then we can, people will be able to find a nice way to promote. I am hoping to have some flyers as well so that you can spread those around the con, but I'm running out of time. I'm looking at the amount of time I have between, today and tomorrow before I leave on Wednesday, and I'm thinking I'm not going to have enough time to do all the things I need to do. Oh, God. So we'll see what happens. Dragon Con, of course, is coming up in a couple weeks, and Andrew and I also are getting stuff ready to go. I have a Firefly drinking song show there. I think that one's going to be packed. I'm going to need some help promoting that as well, though, to make sure that it is, because I really want it to be. I also added a whole bunch of concerts. In 2 weeks, I will be doing a concert window, another concert window performance, markgunn.com/concertwindow. You can find about the details to join me online. It'll be Sunday the 24th, I think it is. Maybe that's the last time. I don't remember. But Concert Winners, I had a great time last time, and I'm looking to try to do that maybe once a month. It'll probably be about every 4 weeks thereabouts. Let's say that. That's probably a better way of saying rather than once a month. But because I know September is kind of already booked up. Hey, Tore. I have a concert, some house concerts, three, in fact, in Maryland. This will be in October. So if you want to see me, that's about the farthest north I will be going this year. So anyone up in New York or wherever, if you really want to come see me perform, come down there. In fact, you'll have three opportunities, three house concerts that will pop up. So let me know if you want to come to those. I can get you some details. Then, of course, September, I'm going to be doing a long-expected party, the Hobbit Gathering, with Jamie Hauser and Samantha Gilogli as my musical backup and rockin' musical partners. Then I have the entire run of the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. They are opening a new pub, and I get to start in it, which I think they're going to be making it. I'm hoping they're going to be making it for solo musicians like myself, so we shall see. And then, of course, in January, I'll be at ShadowCon. Now, I know everyone seems like they're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy and Outlander, and I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to see those. I really want to, but I would love your thoughts. What do you think of the shows? Let me know. I would love to hear your feedback. I did post a new video with music on it. You know, they're not a whole lot that I can say about it, because all it is a picture of the CD and, you know, music. So it's not a performance video or real, I don't know what you call those things, but it is a music video that you will find up on YouTube. So markgun.com/YouTube to check out that. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is my new auto harp. Yay, I have a new auto harp. Well, sort of. So, I want to tell you how to create the ultimate auto harp. I do recommend, if you want to buy an auto harp, that you go check out the various options. There are a lot of options out there. I prefer a 21-chord auto harp. That you can also get a 15-one for less money. I think a 15 chord will cost you about, Oscar Schmidt, mind you, will cost about $250. 21 chord Oscar Schmidt will cost you about $350, I think. The 21, now, there's a basic variety of auto harp that's being produced by Oscar Schmidt, 15 chord, even 21 chord. It's made of crap. It just looks and sounds terrible. They have a fairly decent one that's on the high end of 300s that's got a decent body, but honestly, my favorite auto harp, how to create the ultimate auto harp in my mind, is to get a good body, auto harp, you know, the base of the body, and then create it from there. So I've been trying to replace the auto harp. I've had one of this past auto harp for years now, because the body had gotten, you know, it's covered with guck. It's someone told me that when it gets looks like it does, it's basically saturated too much water, and sound wise it's kind of, it was sounding really dead. I had gotten to the point where I didn't even want to touch the auto harp because it sounded so bad. And I use it now and then. String breakage seemed like it was a little bit worse, but now it's been replaced. Last year at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, a guy gave me a body, just gave me a body, and I was looking at it, and I was like, oh my god, this is the gorgeous body. There's no warping, all the pegs are working, it seemed like they were looking great. So I took that body, and I moved my old setup on top of it, and wow, it just sounds beautiful. It's basically, when you're looking for it, you want to get a body that's like from the late 70s, early 80s, early to mid 80s, because those to me have the ultimate sound that I love. A lot of the ones that you find, particularly even with a lot of the luthiers, they have this very bright but hollowish, I think that's how I describe it, sound. I'm not a huge fan of most of the luthiers. Maybe if I actually had one, I might learn to love it more. My dad actually had one years ago. He had gotten a diatonic auto harp. That's basically so that it's all in, mostly in one key. You don't have the variations that mine have. But strings are doubled, so it had this beautiful angelic sound. And it was custom made. It sounded spectacular. I went to the California Auto Harp Gathering, and I tried a dozen different auto harps, and Ray Choi had some that I liked, but again, they just didn't quite match what I love about the auto harp. And again, most people, they like this brighter sound. For me, I like the lower, bassier, and warmer sound as opposed to the brighter. And that's how you pick it, you know, with your fingers. I use two plastics and one metal pick on my fingers. That helps a lot for getting that sound. But part of it is the Oscar Schmidt 1978 to 1983 models that I keep picking up. And so it's been a challenge trying to find a replacement. I finally found one. My father-in-law and I drilled holes and transferred it, and everything worked great. And like I said, I'm excited to have this new auto harp. If you want to find out more about AutoHarps, you can go to autoharpmusic.com. That's my website that I created as an educational tool where you can, you know, learn everything you want to know about AutoHarps or how to find a great AutoHarp that you want. It's still lacking some content, but maybe I'll add this little information as well. That is about all the time I have. I'm already going over the 10-minute time limit that I try to set for myself, so woohoo! I hope you enjoyed this show, and I'm going to be heading to Gen Con later this week, and I will be podcasting from there, so stay tuned for more content. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you soon. Sláinte.